Making a career transition, particularly if you've been on one career path for a while, can be overwhelming, especially when you don't have a strategy in place. In today's episode, I share three things you need to have in place before you can clarify your next career move.
Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in.
So like I said, today I'm going to be sharing with y'all three things that you need to sort of have in place to help you clarify your next career move, specifically your next aligned career move. So not just any career move, but your next aligned career move. And I have my notes ready, and y'all know when my notes are out, your notes should be out too. So I'm very excited about today's topic because after working with multiple women in this space, I know that when you get to a point where you are trying to transition careers, right, you're trying to do something else, what I see happening is that you start trying DIY things. Okay, when you're trying to figure out what your next career move, I'll hear women telling me that they're reading self-help books, they're taking those free career tests online, they're going to therapy, they are trying to get a new certification or get a new degree. They are looking on LinkedIn, looking for a new job. And the thing about all those things is they're not inherently bad, but they have a place, and they generally aren't going to be helpful in figuring out what your next aligned career move, specifically if you have been on a career path for a while and you have known for a while that that career path is not aligned. Right. And that's like the caveat I want to put there. If the work you've been doing is not aligned and you are trying to figure out something else, you're like, you know what? I don't like being in customer service anymore. I don't like doing tech anymore. Like whatever it may be, you're like, I don't like doing this anymore. If you're in that place where it's no longer aligned, some of those DIY things will not help, because every time you try these DIY methods to help you figure out your next move, the only context you have is what you've already been doing, right? So you're taking these free career tests, you are reading these books, you're looking at jobs on LinkedIn, but the only context you have to figure out to help you figure out what your next career move is what you've already been doing. But again, you know that what you've been doing isn't aligned. Right? Like, you know, you haven't been enjoying what you've been doing. And so that's why those don't work. And I always say, like, so for example, books are great. I love reading books. Therapy is great. I'm a counselor. I train counselors. So I will never knock therapy ever. Those career tests, some of them are not the greatest, the ones online, because some of them are not evidence-based. They don't have proof behind them. The new degree, new certificate, I'm like, girl, don't go into more debt for a new job, because you're most likely trying to get false confidence. So oftentimes what women do is you think if you get more degrees, more accolades, more certifications, that will make you more competent for the role that you want or to position yourself as an expert. But I'm like, you're just going to get more degrees, which means more debt. And that's not going to give you answers. When you start job searching on LinkedIn, all you're going to do is see a bunch of jobs that are exactly what you've been doing. And every time you look at those jobs, your brain is going to be like, okay, but I already know I hate this job. I don't want to do it. But what else am I going to do? Like, that's the question that usually comes through. And so that's why I want to share with you today those three things that you need to have in place to help you clarify your next career move. Okay. So the very first thing that you need to have in place to help you clarify your next career move is you need clear parameters. You need clear parameters. Specifically, you need clear parameters to help you evaluate any option you come across. And when I say option, I mean job option. So when you go on LinkedIn, when you go on Indeed.com, when you go on Glassdoor, when you go on Monster, and you are looking at these other jobs trying to figure out what your next career move is going to be, if you don't have any parameters in place to evaluate a role, what will happen is what I said earlier, right? You're going to pull up a job posting, you're going to read it, and you're going to think to yourself, okay, yeah, I mean, I could do this, but it's what I've been doing. I don't want to do it. Or you look at a different thing you haven't been doing and you'll ask yourself, how will I know if I'll enjoy this? Like, how will I know if this is going to be better than what I've already been doing? So without clear parameters, what happens is that you're taking in information being when you look at jobs online. Some women I know, they'll start talking to their mentors, doing informational interviews, talking to their family and friends to figure out their next career move. And everybody has their own perspective on what you should be doing. Everybody has an opinion on your life, on your career. And so you're taking in all this information, whether through conversations or online, but you have no way to sort your information out. You have no way to parse out the information so that you can make a clear and intentional decision for your next career move. And so that's where parameters come in, because when you have clear parameters, as you take in information, you have a system by which you can say, does this meet this criteria? Does it meet this criteria? Does it meet this criteria? Right? You're going check, check, check. And then you can say, yes, I can do this, or no, I can't do this because it doesn't meet the criteria that I've put in place for myself. And so you might be listening and you're like, okay, clear parameters, Tager, but what are my clear parameters? Don't worry, I got you. I'm going to tell you what those clear parameters are. But first, I want to give you an example, because last week, I had a call with a woman who joined the next course. So my program, Find a Fulfilling Career, was built to help women figure out their next career. And it's application only. You have to have an enrollment call. So I remember last week, the very first woman joined the next cohort. And we were having a conversation and she was talking about how she's been in one path for years and she's trying to figure out her next career move. And she said to me, you know, I go on LinkedIn and I look at jobs and I just feel like when I see the right thing, I will know it. And so I asked her, how will you know it's the right thing? And she didn't have an answer. And it wasn't like, when I say these things, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but she just started laughing. She was like, yeah, I see where you're getting at. I won't know it's right because I have no way to evaluate if it's right, if I will enjoy it. And that's what I see happening with so many women is you are trying to make a career decision, but you don't have any way, any system, like it pretty much a checklist to go through and say, does this job meet these criteria so that you can go in that direction or turn away from that direction? And so the three, well, really sort of is more than three. So I'm going to talk to you about the three core things that make up those parameters. But then there are other things that I might say as I start talking, things might fall out. We'll see how it goes. But the three core things for sure are your values, your interests, and your skills. Those are the three core things that you need to use to build. They are the foundation of your parameters. Okay. When I say your values specifically, your non-negotiable values, and that's because your values set up your boundaries at work. Your values are your boundaries and they help you figure out what industries and what companies will make the most sense for you. So when you're looking at a role and you're trying to decide, should I apply for this job? Should I take this interview? Should I take this offer? You're going to go back to your values and say, does the culture meet these boundaries that I have in place? Is the environment going to give me these needs that I have in place? When I say values, it can be things like, so I'm thinking of a lot of the women that I work with, because we do values work, I've seen a pattern where there are very consistent, in fact, I'm going to look it up. Hold on. There are very consistent values that I see coming up over and over for the women I work with. And I can tell you some off the top of my head and I will look it up because I have 10 that I've seen are most common. Just to give you a sense of when I say values, what do I mean? So just know that values are things like independence, diversity, time, freedom expected, high compensation, work environment. So give me a moment. Let me pause and focus and find this post. I know I shared it on my Instagram a while ago, and I want to read to you 10 of the most common values. So you can even see if any of those resonate with you as things that are maybe important to you, but you hadn't considered in the past, found it for your career. So the 10 core values I've noticed women have when choosing a career are independence, work-life balance, creativity, high earnings anticipated, honesty and integrity, moral fulfillment, job tranquility, helping people, family, diversity, and inclusion. And I'm saying that based on, like, I've worked with over 60 women in my program now, and some of these are recurring themes of values that are important to them and have been violated in organizations. And the thing about your values is if you are working in a place that is violating your values, there is no way you are going to be fulfilled or happy doing that work. So your values help you understand, is this space right for me? Is this industry right for me? Is this company right for me? The second thing that makes up your parameters are your interests, specifically your zone of genius interest areas. So really what you're trying to answer here is, what are those topics, ideas, and concepts that engage you, that enthrall you, that fascinate you? And that's because one of the things that I notice happen when you've been on one career path for a while is you start to get bored. Like, one of the reasons why you are no longer happy is that you're bored at the work that you're doing. And that's not a bad thing, y'all. It's not a bad thing to get bored. It's like, I'm trying to think of, but what I always say is, who you were 5 years ago is not who you are today. And who you are today is not who you will be in 5 years. So you can't logically expect that the things that you found interest in 5 years ago are the things that you will still find interest in today. It just doesn't make sense logically. Some things, yes, but not everything. And so when you've been on this career path, you've been doing this job for a while, and you start to get bored, you're like, I don't feel challenged. The work is not engaging. I'm just going through the motions. I can do this work in my sleep. I'm not passionate anymore. And you start thinking that you're the problem, right? That's what I notice with women, is you start thinking, oh, you know, I must be the problem. I'm at fault here. And I'm always like, okay, you know, in a sense, yes, you are the problem. But that's not a bad thing. You're a problem because nature took its course. You grew, you evolved. The things that you used to enjoy, you don't enjoy anymore. And so you need new work. Like, that is not a bad thing. The only thing that is constant in life is change, y'all. Which is when people try to say, oh, you've changed. Like, it's a bad thing. I'm like, I hope I've changed. I'm a living, breathing organism. I'm supposed to change. But I'm saying all that to say, when you start getting bored, what I see happening is, the women I work with, like, it's like you try to explain it away. Oh, maybe it's not that bad. Let me just go on vacation real quick and I come back and I'll be fine. Or let me ask for, I've seen this with the women I've worked with. They'll ask for a promotion. They'll ask for new responsibilities. Again, they'll take a new certificate, but they're still not fulfilled at the work. And it's because you're still in a space doing things that don't engage you. And that's where your interests come in. So when you have your interest, that's the second thing that you will use as a parameter, because your interests will inform the type of actual work roles, like the task. What do you, when you go to work day in, day out, in the morning, in the evening, what are the actual things that you're doing? Your interests will inform that. And then the final thing are the skills, specifically your high power skills. Because here's what y'all, I need you to know. We all have many skills, many, many skills. But does that mean we should be using those skills in our job every day? No. Just no. Because a skill can always be developed. A skill is something that you have become good at. But just because you're good at something doesn't mean you enjoy it. If you do anything long enough, anything, you will eventually become good at it. Even the things you don't like. That's just the way time, practice, and the laws of nature work. The more you practice something, the better you get at it. And so you might be doing things that maybe at first at your job, you started doing it because you were the only one. Maybe your team got cut short, whatever it may be. They gave you this task. You started doing it. You developed skills in it. And now you have started to think that's the only thing you can do. Those are the only skills you can use without stopping to ask yourself, hold on. Yes, I'm good at this thing, but do I actually enjoy it? Like, does it actually bring me any joy when I do it? Does it engage me? Do I come alive? Like, do I light up when I do it? Because if I use myself as an example, y'all, in my full-time role as a faculty member, I'm very good at grading. Grading is a skill. I can read papers. I can analyze papers. I can give feedback on papers. Do I enjoy it? Absolutely not, but I gotta do it. But when it comes to teaching, standing in front of a classroom and having conversation, doing what I'm doing with you right now, this lights me up. This feeds me. Teaching is a high power skill. So those high power skills are the skills that actually energize you. And the reason why that's a parameter is that it will also help you help inform the types of roles that you will enjoy. And I forgot to say with the interest inform the roles as well as the industries. And here's what, let me break this down when I talk about these parameters. There are certain roles that you will find in almost any industry, right? Like almost every industry has accounting, has project management, has training and development, has finance, has HR, right? Like almost every company, every industry will have certain roles. So you can have you can have skills to do a role and be like, okay, you know what? I want to leverage my organizational skills and I want to do project management. Like that is, I've realized that that, so when I see project management roles, I have the skills parameter. When I look at what they're doing, you know, whether it's the software they're using, organizing people, keeping teams on track for the project, I want to do that. Well, the next question is, where do you want to do project management? In a healthcare system, in entertainment, in energy, in education? Because I've worked with women who do project management in all these spaces and their jobs look very different. And so that's where your interest comes in. Because yes, the job of a project manager is the same, but the content will differ by industry. Right? The kinds of tasks that you are reviewing and organizing in education is different from in healthcare, different from in energy. So that's where your interest will then come in next of, okay, do I want to do project management in this industry? And then the next step is where your values come in of the company, right? Okay, I decided that I want to do education, but at what level? K-12, preschool, higher education, nonprofit, technical colleges, where? Because those all have different cultures. Those all have different spaces, right? In fact, in higher education alone, different schools will have different environments. And so your values will help you then look at the company and say, do I want to be in this organization? Do I want to be in this organization? Where do I want to go? So hopefully you can hear how when you have these parameters in place, when you pull up a job posting, you can very quickly read through it, go down the posting and say, is this a job I want to do? Yes or no? Right, you can read through and think, you can research the company, you can talk to people in the company, you can see what is being said about them in the news. And as you're looking at that information, as you're doing your research, you have your parameters on the side where you are looking at the information about the job, the company, the industry from the lens of the parameters that you have already built for yourself. Okay, so when you have those parameters, it makes it so much easier for you to evaluate roles. So that's the first thing that you need to help you clarify your next aligned career move is your parameters. The second thing is a proven framework. Okay, you need a proven framework. And when I say a proven framework, I mean you need a system that will take you step by step through how do I build my parameters? How do I do research? How do I have conversation with people? How do I have build a network. So the parameters are what you have to have in place. The framework is how will you get those things in place? How will you figure out what those things are? How will you build your parameters? That's where a framework comes in. So you need to go out there, you need to find a framework that will tell you, okay, step by step, what is the best way to figure out those non-negotiable values? What is the best way to find those zone of genius interest areas? How do you figure out your high power skills? How do you know if a skill is just something you enjoy or a high power skill? That's where a framework comes in. And another reason why a framework is important, and I'm thinking to a client that I had in the last quarter of my program, is if you have been in a role that you don't enjoy for a while, and you're still currently in that role, like you're doing misaligned work, more likely than not, that job is draining you. Like it is draining your energy. That's just the nature of when you're doing work that is not aligned with who you are. It takes a lot of work to just exist in that toxic work environment. It takes work to do work that doesn't come easily. No, I shouldn't say easily. That isn't enjoyable, because fulfilling work doesn't mean that it's easy work. Fulfilling work is that even when it's work, you still enjoy that process of figuring things out. And so unaligned work, by its very definition, drains you of your energy. You are working in a place where when you come home, child, you just want to sit on the couch and not talk to anybody for the next 5 hours. You're like, I am exhausted. I don't want to do anything else. And so when you've been working, or when you are working in a place that is draining your energy and it's making you not have energy to do much outside of work, you don't have the energy to try to figure out how to find your next career move, right? Like you don't have the energy to figure it out. And that's why I was saying, it reminded me of a client, Montana. I remember she talked about how when she would get home, she was so tired. She just wanted to spend time with her family. And so she knew that she didn't have energy to try to figure out what her next move would be. She just needed to sit with her family, but also decompress. And so she didn't have the energy to build a framework or find a framework to help her clarify and build those parameters that I talked about earlier. And so when you don't have energy to figure things out, that's where a framework comes in, because a framework allows you to just show up and follow the process. You just show up and do step by step what the framework tells you to do. And so you need a proven framework that has been shown to help people figure out those parameters and build those parameters. So that's the first thing you need are those parameters. The second thing is a proven framework that will help you build those parameters. Okay. And the last thing that you need, actually, before I share the last thing, I also just want you to know that everything I'm sharing with you, this is exactly what I help women do in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And I built a framework. It's called the Visa Career Clarity Framework that helps women build their parameters to figure out their next career move. So just if that's something you're interested in, just make sure you check out findyourfulfillingcareer.com. Okay. So the last thing that you need to help you figure out your next aligned, again, and I keep harping on aligned career move, because you can just go on LinkedIn, do a quick search, apply to a job, and that's it, right? Like, you can find a job, but are you going to actually enjoy the job? That's the question. So the third thing you need is expert guidance. You need expert guidance. If you remember, if you were here live at the beginning, I talked about how one of the reasons why the DIY methods to figuring out your next career move don't work is that you don't have any way to parse through the information. And so, yes, the parameters help you parse through the information. But what I've also seen happening is even after you've built your parameters, you will start getting in your own way. Like, your brain, your thoughts, your belief systems will start getting in the way. You will start asking yourself things like, can I really do that? Do I really have the skills? Am I good enough for that role? Should I just stay where I am? At least I have a job. At least the paycheck, the bills are being paid. Like, am I being selfish for wanting fulfillment? People are like, your brain will start telling you all kinds of stories that are very likely to keep you from taking that final step to actually make the career transition. And so that's where you need expert guidance, because you need someone to go on the journey with you, an expert who can say, okay, but back up. Let's look at this from a more objective lens. Like, let's actually, let's parse out these thoughts that you have and talk them through. And the other reason, and this just occurred to me, that you need expert guidance is because I talked to a woman yesterday who just joined my program. And one thing she talked about was how she has been in her career path for so long that she doesn't see herself objectively anymore. And I actually talked about this, I think, in episode 30 of the podcast, how to make a career transition when you've been on one path for years. So check that out. I talked about how when you've been on one path in your career for years, you start seeing yourself in one way, right? Like, there's this, it's almost like blinders have been put on where you start to downplay your own skills. You start to downplay the things that are important to you. You start to downplay the things that matter to you, where you'll say things like, oh, that comes easy to me. And I remember I've worked with clients where I'm like, okay, just because it comes easy to you doesn't mean it's not a skill, sis. It doesn't come easy to everybody. Okay, like, it's easy to you, yes, but that doesn't mean it's not still a skill. And so when you've been in your own career for a while, which you have, you get blinded to the ability to see yourself objectively. It becomes hard to see yourself objectively. And so that's where having an expert comes in, because you need someone who can look at you from like a broad, like, who can zoom out and say, okay, but hold on. I'm hearing you say this. You've done this. You accomplished this. Let's put it together. Right? Like, let's step out of the emotions that are blocking you. And emotions aren't bad, but just your emotions are keeping you from looking at yourself and what is possible for you in your career objectively. And so that's the other place having an expert comes in, is when you have an expert who can tell you, who can talk you through what is, okay, you said earlier that this is important to you. So let's talk about, you changing your mind now, or say things like, okay, you use the skills in this place, but this is how you can use this skill in a different place. This is how this skill can be transferable to somewhere else. When you have that expert guidance, it helps you speed up your results. It helps you find that aligned move faster, and it helps you minimize how often you're getting in your own way, because it's inevitable. We all do it. No matter, you know, how hard you work, we all get in our own ways. That's just human nature. But having somebody going on that journey with you, the person can see the pitfalls before they come and say, okay, hold on, take a step back. Let's go around this big old pit hole that you're about to walk into. You know, let's talk you off the ledge. Like, let's think this through. Okay, so those are the three things that you need to clarify your next career move, right? So if you are currently doing work where you're like, I don't like this job, especially again, if you've been there for years. When I say years, I mean, you've been in the same job, company, or industry for 7, 8, 10, 20 years, and you want to do something else, but you're like, I have no idea what something else is. Like, this is all I've ever done. And so every time you go to look for another job, it feels very overwhelming because you don't know what are my skills transferable? What else can I do? Start with your parameters, build clear parameters with your values, interests, and skills. Find a framework to help you do that. So it's almost like one and two go together, because to clarify your parameters, you need a framework to walk you through. Like, again, somewhere where you can just show up and do the work. It doesn't take too much. Like, you're not wasting brain energy figuring out how to do what you need to do. You're just showing up and doing what you need to do, and find an expert to walk with you on that journey. These are the three things that you need to help you clarify what your next aligned career move will be. To help you clarify, okay, what roles will I actually enjoy? What will I find interesting and fascinating? And what else can I try and experiment with in my career? Okay, these are the three things. As I said earlier, my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, literally has all of those built in. There's a proven framework. And when I say proven framework, I mean it. This framework has helped over 60 women across 4 continents in over 20 industries figure out their next aligned career move. And the framework walks you through clarifying your values, interests, and skills, but not just that, figuring out what are some of those belief systems that might show up later to get in the way. The system walks you through how to build your network while you're doing research so that you have built-in connections when you're ready to pivot. In that framework is a sub framework that has a system for how to transition. So it's called the triage career transition framework. How do you go from where you are to where you want to be? What do you need to have in place? And it comes with me. I'm the expert. Like, yeah, I've been doing this work for over 7 years at this point. I have a PhD in this. I was going to say master's degree, but the master's degree is default of the PhD. I've worked in an agency. I've worked with people. Literally, I've been doing career development work with children. I've done it with 5th graders, college students, adults, like literally from children to baby boomers. I've worked with people across the lifespan when it comes to career development work. In my role as a faculty, I research career development. Like, this is my area of research. So when I say I'm an expert, I'm not tooting my own horn. It's just facts. And I would love to help guide you on that transition journey, because I know how frustrating and overwhelming and defeating it can be to do unaligned work. Last week, another woman joined my program, and when we were talking, she started crying, and you know, she was apologizing. I was like, first of all, don't ever apologize for tears. Like, tears are normal. But she was just talking about how she had been at this job for so long and it was so misaligned that it was really starting to impact her self-esteem. She was gaining weight. She wasn't seeing, she is, because we're going to start working together in a few weeks. She has gained weight. She's really not seeing her value and seeing what she brings into the world. And that's what happens when you do misaligned work. It impacts you physically. It impacts you mentally. It impacts you relationally. It impacts you financially. Because when you're doing work that causes you to doubt your value, that means then that you don't ask for your value add when you go into negotiation conversations. Shoot, you probably aren't even negotiating at all. You're not asking for raises. You're not asking for bonus increases. And so your earning potential takes a hit when you stay in unaligned work. So I hope those three things were helpful for you in figuring out as you're trying to pivot to do something else, and you're trying to think about, okay, what am I going to do next? Again, parameters, proven framework, expert guidance. Okay. So for those of you who are here live, I'm going to pause because I know there's usually a delay. What questions do you have? Let me know in the chat what questions you have. Let me know what's resonating for you. I would love to stay on and do a Q&A before we wrap up. Okay, so question is centrally here says, do you usually work on your client's confidence? Like, do you see that confidence is needed to really walk in your purpose career choice? Absolutely, centrically here. Absolutely. One of the things I always say is, once you figure out who you are, there's this next level confidence that comes with that, that shows up in your career. Like when you know who you are, when you know what you want to do, when you know why you're here, again, keeping in mind what I said earlier, who you are will keep evolving. So this is not a one and done process. So I should really say, when you know who you are in this season of life, you show up so much more confidently in your life and at work. And it allows you to demand, whether it's at work, when I say at work, I mean when you're applying, when you're in the job, to really advocate for yourself in a way where it's like, no, this is what I deserve. This is who I am. This is what I want. And so that being said, by nature of all the work we do in my program, yes, almost every woman, like, and that's one of the key outcomes of my program is that confidence. Like women leave my program feeling more confident about their next career move. So when I say one of the key outcomes, there are three. The first is that you have clarity about what your next career move is. So when you go through FYFC, Find a Fulfilling Career, I want you to leave being clear about what your next career move is going to be. The second is that you have a transition plan in place. So you know what your next move is going to be. We have created a plan in place for what you're going to do next. And by nature of those two things, the third is that you have confidence to make your next career move. And that confidence comes because you have clarity and you have a plan, you feel more confident moving forward. It's like, okay, hold up. Yes. Like I know what I'm doing next. But outside of that, women have said, like, I've had women who have said after going through my program, they felt so more confident about articulating their skills on their resume. One woman recently just talked about how she felt so much more confident in her skills. And she knows that when she's ready to negotiate, she's going to be doing it at a different level. I want to keep going, but in my head, I'm like, there's so many. If you go to, I have a whole page filled with stories of women who have gone through this program. It's results.findyourfulfillingcareer.com. Again, that's results.findyourfulfillingcareer.com. And you'll see the stories of over 30 women who have gone through this program talking about how much more confident they now feel in not just making their next career move, but also making future career moves. Because that's the thing I always say, like, I don't do codependent relationships. Okay, if I work with you once, I am working with you to equip you with the tools you need to do this for yourself over and over and over. And if you want to work with me again after that, it's because you just want to, not because you need to. And so this system is built to help you feel confident in making future career decisions. And I'm actually releasing a podcast episode next week where I spoke to a woman who went through this program 2 years ago, and she recently got into a new job, and she talked me through how she literally pulled up her workbook from this program and went through it again to help her make her next career move. So absolutely, yes, centrically here, confidence is a yes. Like, let me just say yes. It's not like I don't even know what confidence work looks like, but confidence is a byproduct of the clarity and the plan that you have in place. Like, we do a lot of self-work, and like, it's a full month. The first month is just talking about you. Who are you? What's important to you? What have you heard from your family about jobs? And all of that really brings next level clarity that improves your confidence. You're welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure. Oh, your vibe is so motivating. Thank you. Thank you. I want to motivate you. That's, and that sounds weird because I'm like, I'm not like, no. So it's, I remember somebody once asked me, how do you get motivated when you feel demotivated, right? Like somebody, a client asked me that I did an alumni session. And I'm like, you know, nobody's coming to motivate you. Ultimately, it's an internal thing. Like you, your goals, your desires, your dreams internally, that's what motivates you. Like that's what keeps you going. Like you have to know what is it that I want? And I have to want it bad enough to keep going. And so like when you say my vibe is motivating, I'm motivated because it's like, what do I want? I want to show up for y'all. I want to show up. I want to answer questions. I want to share the knowledge I have because I know how detrimental it is when you're working in toxic environments, when you're doing work that doesn't make you feel good, when you're doing work that makes you doubt yourself. I also know the amount of joy, satisfaction, and confidence that comes on the opposite end when you are doing fulfilling work. And I want so many more women to experience that. Like, that is my mission, is I want to help women improve their life satisfaction by improving their career satisfaction. And so that motivates me to keep showing up. And so, Ritika, I think the motivating vibe you're seeing is my internal motivation. It's like, I want to show up for you. And I think that's what you're picking up on. So thank you. I'm glad you picked up on it. And I appreciate that.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.